Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Class Kids 101.7 following Mountain Home's 40-36 loss in this 5A West opener. Let's take a look at our Dewey and Sons playing player of the game. And I'm actually going to give it to Parker Husky. She hit some big threes there toward the end of the game to make the game more manageable after Final Springs went on a run of 17 straight. Husky came back with three threes there in that final quarter to cut the margin down. But Mount Home just ran out of time in the end. Mount Home's leading scorer on the night was Annie Norcross with 13 points. Kate Jackson finished with 8. Husky had 9, by the way, all of her points in the final period. 2 points each for Lauren Waymeyer, Cameron Mullen, and Emma Wilbur. Silent Springs ended up with two players in double figures. Rena Tifa led the way with 16 points. Brooke Ross had 13 on the night. 5 for Brooke Smith, 4 for Emily Keene, and 2 for Faith Ellis. This game had 3 ties and 2 lead changes. Rebounds, the Silent Springs had 24, and Mountain Home ended up with 14 on the night. Turnovers, Mountain Home finished with 17 turnovers this evening, and Silent Springs had 11. So with the loss, Mountain Home's going to fall to 3-11 on the season, 0-1 in the 5A West. Silent Springs is going to improve to 11-3 and 1-0. I'll tell you, it's a game that you love the comeback at the end. But
yeah, you do. You got a lot of Lady Bombers here who they're a junior-heavy team. They got one senior. And unfortunately, the juniors, they missed some games last year because of COVID, so they're figuring these in-game situations out. You know, how do we do it at the end of the game? How do we pressure? And we saw some growth from the early in the year till now that we saw at the end of the game right there. You know, tough break. Cam got the rebound, started taking off a little bit. Brooke Smith was there. Kind of looked like a foul, but got the steal and ended up getting a layup there to kind of seal the game for Silent Springs. But something we can learn from for sure.
So that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the first portion of our doubleheader. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with you in about 3 minutes as we get ready for the boys portion of our doubleheader. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home falls to Silent Springs 40-36. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll be back. We'll take a short intermission and come back for game 2 of our doubleheader in just a few minutes on Classic Hits 101.7.